979 The Kill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio this morning, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello, good morning, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great, and it's time for me to show a little tiny bit of teeth on trends this morning.
Uh-oh.
Because there's something that I feel like it's been a while since I've been mad about something on trends.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
You're so frequently mad.
I am so frequently
You're like
mad.
The Mark Ruffalo of this office.
Yeah, I'm always angry, and that's my secret. So I drive an occasionally electric car, right? And seeing other electric cars, I understand from a safety concern why it needs to make some kind of noise. The Volt can be a little terrifyingly quiet, and it's nice for pedestrians to hear you coming.
Correct.
Outside of just tire noise.
Yeah.
Sure. Where that frustrates me a little is the installation of speakers in cars to specifically make car noises. I just find that a little dumb. It's just a weird thing, but again, I understand it. I find myself getting angry at things that happen on like new wave muscle cars. The new Camaro, for example, it makes an exhaust crackling noise, which your pappy and your grandpappy translate as, "That's a real fast car right there." And the reason that that is a thing that people understand to mean powerful engine is because gas is detonating outside of where it should be, producing a crackling noise.
Right.
We have developed engines to be far more efficient and better than they ever were in your pappy or grandpappy's days. Exhaust crackle is firmly a thing of the past. You don't need it anymore, just like you don't need a carburetor. But the new Camaro crackles regardless because people were surveyed, focus groups wanted it, and the computer running the engine of the Camaro specifically shoves more gas in than it needs to, wastes it, and burns it so it can crackle like your pappy wants.
That is the most America thing.
It's the most America thing. So let's talk about more America things, like the Dodge Challenger and Charger, which if you've heard, they are being discontinued after this model year. And there's some interesting things wrapped up in that, but I'm not here to like talk about Dodge's sales strategy. I'm here to talk about what Dodge is already pushing as the next generation of muscle cars, because electric cars often go way faster than gasoline cars can for a variety of reasons that, again, we're not going to get into. One thing that has been revealed about the muscle cars, a specific selling point pushed by Dodge executives, is how loud they're going to be. Now,
actually, you know what? I'm fine with this, because what annoys me about vehicles and what annoys me about vehicles, and I know we have enough listeners right now that some people are going to be 100% with me on this, and some people are going to be in a specific kind of vehicle that annoys me, and some people are in both categories at once. This is for you. Are cars that are way too big for anyone's needs, like people who buy giant, like, gas-guzzling 8 miles to the gallon SUVs to, you know, drive solo around town. Like, and it's not it annoys me partly because of the gas-guzzlingness of it. Like, it's 2022. We should be conscientious about these things. It's mostly annoying when I'm in a parking lot trying to pull into a space.
Oh, yeah, and they're taking up the whole space.
They're taking up the whole space. And my, like, dinky little car, which isn't a dinky little car, but it's like a regular sedan.
Yeah, it's like a regular car.
Can fit into... Everyone thinks their own car is regular. Like, my car is exactly the right size. Everyone else is
mine
either too
is compact,
big or too small.
Squeeze right into those spaces.
Yeah. But then you like you get into a space and like I can't open the door all the way and I have to like squeeze out. Not because one of us is over the line, but because like every car is just like up against the lines. This is my pet peeve. So loudness, I'm okay with, especially if it's fake loudness.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about the mechanism. I'm also going to tell you that off air at some point, I'm going to talk to you about 30 minutes worth of stuff about why America doesn't have small trucks, even though we should. The muscle car thing, just to close the loop, they're going to be so loud because there's going to essentially be an air pump pushing high pressure air through a series of pipes and baffles and chambers to make weird air noises from these cars that will be loud enough to damage your hearing. Welcome to the next phase. It will be at a decibel level through sustained exposure loud enough to damage human hearing, which I don't think is necessary
If we're to the point in automotive technology that we have cars that don't make any noise, so any noise that we put on cars is just going to be artificial. We can do whatever we want to with the noise, right?
It doesn't have to be 130 decibels. It does not.
It also doesn't have to be like old-timey car noises either. Or maybe it could be like super old-timey car noise. Can we have like a horn?
I need an awooga.
Awooga, yes.
Yep, I need
that. Awooga was the specific word I have in my head. Either that or Gayla Peavy. I want a hippopotamus.
No, not again. No, it can't be.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you're, like, driving down the road and a car's coming the other way with, like, that jaunty...
Yes, my electric car may be quiet, save for the brass section I keep in the trunk specifically to play Eric Keck's favorite Christmas song.